a word that might trigger pain or different emotions. In the 1860s, the word was first used in a letter regarding Oscar Wilde and his activities as a homosexual. But in the 90s, the word queer got taken back and reversed into a term of empowerment, into a term of love and care by a community that I am part of, the LGBTQ community. So today, the word queer is something that I am very proud of. Next slide, please. Abstraction, with regards to art, making art that isn't literal, that doesn't draw on the human body, but uses form and splashes of colour and line, etc., to create an image. Extraction also means to extract something from its source, so water from the river, to extract and to abstract. Next slide, please. I'm interested in queerness as an all-encompassing word that both holds and cares for the entire LGBT community. I'm interested in queerness as a term that is both then brilliantly broad and vague at the same time. Abstraction is also broad and vague, and together, here's a confession. I'm currently 9 years into a 4-year PhD, all about queer abstraction. I'm a bit obsessed with this term. Queer abstraction, what I'm particularly interested in, is it being a strategy for LGBT artists to survive and to thrive in two countries, in Kenya and Uganda, two countries in East Africa on the equator. There's a desperate fragility of freedom in these two countries right now. In 2023, Uganda passed a law that gives life sentence to homosexuals. In Kenya, we are waiting to hear if a law will be passed this year to pass the death sentence for homosexuals. Life sentences in jail and death sentences are for what the law calls aggravated homosexuality. Aggravated homosexuality could be for those who commit acts of homosexuality continuously, those that love continuously. I'm delighted to be joined here today by my wife, Ida Holly Namby. Hello, wife. Ida is Ugandan. We met in Uganda, and in Kenya, where we moved to, we decided to start raising a family. Unfortunately, after losing friends, after seeing firsthand incredible homophobic oppression, we decided to leave, which is why we're here today. Dorset's fabulous. Thank you for being such a welcoming place. Next slide, please. While in East Africa, I had the pleasure of getting to know an artist called Gloria Chichoncho, a Ugandan artist. This is an artwork that Gloria made in 2014 that I became obsessed with, and it started the PhD. The work is a page from the artist's diary containing personal information. And as you can see, she obsessively erases the work. You can still see elements of it. She recircles words to emphasize them and erases them again. This erasure becomes a form of protection so that this work can still be seen in places like Uganda Museum today. Next slide, please. I had the privilege of getting some funding to work with this artist, to offer them an exchange out of Kampala, which is the capital of Uganda, out of Uganda, to continue to make their art, to continue to search for their freedoms. Next slide, please. Gloria travelled from Uganda to Kenya to a very supportive LGBT community in Kenya and produced a series of zines. So zines are small batches, small distribution methods to get your message out there as a cartoonist or an illustrator or an artist. Unfortunately, in Uganda and Kenya today, mass media is often used as a way to push agendas, homophobic agendas, into the public. So the artist, brilliantly, I think, has created these small intimate zines, produced about 30 of them, and distributed them to people that she felt would hold them safely. Next slide, please. Within the zines, sometimes you can't open the zine at all because she'll tie them up so tightly or even chain them to make them inaccessible to some people. Are beautiful illustrations, but very whimsical, dribbling, abstract. They hide and reveal personal stories about the artist's life so that some people can see them and other people can't. There's a balance between fragility and strength in each of the works. Next slide. The artist also uses poetry, metaphors, to try to put across their message. One such metaphor is often she'll use the chili as a definition for hotness, literal hotness, and other types of hotness. Within the work, there are these constant abstractions to try and keep her freedom to love who she wants to love. Next slide, please. Gloria Chichoncho has now started to exhibit across Uganda, across Kenya, East Africa, and most recently also showed some work, this work, at the Manchester Poetry Library. This work was made in collaboration with another queer artist in East Africa. The power of art to form community I'm seeing directly in artists' work, even in these works around us today, to see them all together, that power of freedom of expression through visualising what you want to say. Next slide, please. So this is the journey, the personal journey that myself and my wife are currently on, the shift because of that fragility of freedom from East Africa to our new home, to Dorset. Of course, there's an ongoing fragility of freedom, it's true, and unfortunately not just in East Africa, but in many countries who are starting to put extra pressures on the LGBT, on the queer community. But I believe, through the work of looking at artists, there's also a strength in fragility. There's a strength to try to get us toward those freedoms. If you use fragility in ways that are powerful or strategic or creative, almost through fragility, being honest with who we are, we can find our freedoms. Thank you very much.